Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Important weeks for different reasons for each of these teams here. I know it's been so long with, you know, losing with the Jets and Giants, but hey, in a year where the expectations were raised at least to a certain extent, time to get off the schneid here and win a game for the Jets and the Giants. Let's go to Carmine on Staten Island. What's up, Carmine?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Got it.
So my question is, obviously, you know, we played pretty well offense last week. We scored 37 points. You're supposed to win a game scoring 37 points. Our defense let us down at the end. I feel like we did not put any pressure on that last drive with whatever 25 seconds ago. We played back. I mean, you could disagree or agree with me. And my question is, going into this week's game playing the Chiefs, if we lose the game but it's a close game and our offense is good, I know everybody wants to see Dart in, but do we really blame Russell Wilson if he has another great performance on offense?
No.
And we do we take him out?
Well, those are two very different things, Carmine. Blaming him and making a move to what we all hope is the future of the franchise, it's two very different thoughts. I mean, if he plays well and they bench him and eventually he's going to be on the bench and Dart's going to play, then I would exonerate him if he plays good football. I mean, that's for sure. But, you know, absolving him of blame and making the move, that's two totally different things.
Yeah, one thing I'm going to continue to say until people actually get it, this is not about Russell Wilson. Jackson Dart is not about the idea of going to Jackson Dart because of Russell Wilson's performance. To me, is a flawed thought process. That should not be the case for the Giants, and I don't believe it is the case for the Giants. I don't even think it's the case for the majority of the fan base. It's not about, well, Russell Wilson stinks, let's see what Jackson Dart could do. Regardless, it's about the excitement of the future. We want to see what Jackson Dart could do. Maybe more imperative, BT, is what Jackson Dart can do while Brian Daboll is here. What can Daboll do with Dart? Shane Daboll drafted Dart. Now let's see how it works. Eventually, that is going to be, to me, the primary goal of this season, evaluating, because I just don't believe that they could be a good playoff or a team that can make the playoffs, evaluating what Daboll and Dart could do together. But that is separate totally from what Russell Wilson is.
It is. I mean, listen, my biggest concern with throwing Dart out there was throwing him out there and having him get knocked around and really impacting his growth, okay? But, you know, I think I'm of the mindset now there's enough ways schematically to run him out of the pocket, to avoid pressure, to use his legs. And I don't mean just RPOs where he's getting crunched in the open field. You know, I just mean where you can do some different things than that you could do with Russell. So, and because the offense looked really good a week ago, it's not like there were 9 sacks and every single play Russell's running for his life. Like, yeah, you'd love to get Andrew Thomas back, but the offensive line was okay right last week. Certainly right stabilized after the opening drive with the 4 penalties. So, you know, it's going to be a tricky move because, you know, I don't know how the locker room feels about Russell Wilson. I know how they feel about Jackson Dart. Now, that shouldn't right be the main measurement. But if the offense is rolling and Neighbors is, you know, going 9 for $1.25 every week with a touchdown, even if they're losing and you sit Russell Wilson and you go to dart and there's a drop, that's not going to play well either.
Think about it this way, though. Would you rather the Giants turn to Jackson Dart as the somewhat savior and be like, well, we're not getting the job done with this team. Let's go to Jackson Dart. Or would you rather Russell Wilson continuing to play well, maybe the Giants actually win some games, and then eventually when the season is all but over, meaning like they can't make the playoffs or we know definitively, then you transition to Jackson Dart. My primary goal, it's not about having the Giants win enough games to save Dable's job. It's not about winning enough games to be a playoff threat or a playoff team. The primary goal from my perspective, and I believe it's what they should be thinking, is to develop Jackson Dart properly. That's the only true way out of this hell that they have been in. And I want to see that at some point throughout the course of this year. And I don't believe throwing him to the Wolves in week 4, 5, 6 is the right way to do things. So I would root for Russell Wilson, and independently of how Russ performs, make my decision on when I feel like it's the right time to turn it over to Jackson
Dart. Well, what about the gradual insertion where you run a couple of the sub-packages for Jackson Dart here? I think that there's a way to split this where it's not too early, it's not too late. Like, the other thing you don't want to do, too, and I don't think it would ever get to this point where, you know, the Giants are 1-11, and, you know, it's just the spirits are broken. All right, kid, go get him. Like, that's not necessarily a productive environment for him to try to get some reps
either. And I don't think we're going to get there.
No, I don't think we will either.
But, BT, if they go 0-3.
Yep. Well, everybody's going to be clamoring for it, but it doesn't mean that they should flinch.
And here's correct. But if they do go 0-3, their season is effectively over. Meaning, like, now the any thought that they had of having a relevant regular season trying to chase a playoff spot at 0-3 with their schedule, they're toast. Like, to me, at least. If people want to push back on that, I'd love to see how. But they would be toast. And then it clearly becomes about the waiting game for when is going to be the right time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To transition and turn it over to Jackson.
Well, that's why, you know, when we looked at this initially during the summer, I'm like, all right, well, the Saints game seems a little bit early. That's a soft landing spot. You want to always incorporate the bye and obviously, you know, avoid a short work week if you can.
Or if you want it at home versus home. The road. Yeah.
I always looked at that Bears game as, what is that, week 10 or 11, I think?
Week 10.
In Chicago, right? That was the one that I had circled early on. I don't know. I think, though, of more grave concern or pressing concern to me is, if you guys are just tuning in, you know, this is not the Chiefs of a couple of years ago. Like, there's no reason why this shouldn't be a four-quarter game. And for me, there's no reason why the Giants shouldn't have a chance to steal a win if their defense does its job, if they're coached up properly. I mean, there's a lot of people on that staff with a lot to prove.
Dave is calling from Paterson, New Jersey. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you? Coaching, I think you just hit upon it. I mean, how big of an advantage does Reed have this week? And, I mean, is Dable going to be able to make the changes necessary? The Chiefs have basically morphed, like you guys said, from a striking offense to a running and defensive team. Does Dable have a chance in this matchup?
I mean, come on, what do you think? Like
I don't. No, I don't.
Yeah. Well, me neither. Now it doesn't. Andy Reid lost two games here, but he did lose to Harbaugh, obviously, in week one, and then you see him lose to the team that won the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, those two good teams.
Yeah, with Sirianni doing the job down there, and that was a good, tough, hard fought win for Philadelphia. I don't think the Chiefs played as poorly as you would think. And when I went back, I told you I went back and watched some of the key plays of that game. They're not done. But yeah, if you just go based off of head coach versus head coach. Like, come on, it's not a knock on Brian Daboll. Andy Reid's generally an advantage over almost anybody, but especially against Brian Daboll.
Yeah, I mean, but there's also been things that are really hard to explain over the years. I mean, Robert Saleh didn't win zero games as the head coach of the Jets. You know what I mean? So sometimes just a coach who is over his head or, you know, and listen, Daboll compared to Andy Reid, it's varsity versus JV. No disrespect, it is what it is. The resumes say that, but the NFL's tricky, and I don't even waste time trying to get into this because I don't know. But I don't like Kansas City's body language. They don't seem like they're really locked in. Kelce, remember the pick last week where it ricocheted off his hands and it went to the defender?
But he makes that catch, all of a sudden maybe they win that game.
I know, but that's the football aspect. Yeah. I'm talking about just the morale. I just feel like, and I'm not there every day. I would imagine in Kansas City they're splitting hairs and they're looking at the offense and they're talking about chemistry and they're looking at things that look a little different to them because they do it every single day. But even from, I don't know, 1,500 miles away, they look different to me. So, just to reiterate, if the Giants cannot give their fans on national TV a representative, you know, tough, buttoned-up, four-quarter effort, then I don't know what the hell we're doing here.
Dude, the Chiefs got the Ravens next week. It is in Kansas City, but, I mean, if they lose this game, they're looking at 0-4 possibly here. I think the Ravens are better than the Chiefs. Even if they win this game 1-3, like, if the Chiefs lose this game, forget about the point spread. If the Chiefs lose this game, you could make an argument that that dynasty is officially done already.
Doesn't it feel like it's done anyway?
All right, fair enough. But there's a big difference from the dynasty to the Chiefs going to go from being in the Super Bowl every year to all of a sudden now being out of the playoffs. Like, if they go 0-3, I don't even know if they're going to be a playoff team.
Well, they might not. I mean, 0-3, 0-4, you probably won't be because there's a lot of good teams in the AFC. But I would also say this. I feel like football's that one sport where it's not just the incremental regression. Like, generally when you, like, you know, like in the NBA, you could be the champion and then you could still go far the next year, but maybe lose in a deep series. I feel like in football, when it's over, it's over. And I'm not proclaiming it absolutely over for the Chiefs. Yeah. Now, I don't think they won the Super Bowl, so I'll certainly stand by that. But, it, you know, sometimes you just got to trust your eyes, and it's hard to do when you're talking about legends and Hall of Famers and dynasties. What we saw last year did not look the same. What we've seen this year does not look the same. And again, Giants, maybe I'm the dope here. I'm taking the cheese. I think the Giants play well, and I think the Giants have a chance to win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.